He has taken my right of firstborn, and now he has taken my blessing. And he said, Have you not retained a blessing for me, father? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I have set him up as lord over you, and all his brothers I have given to him, so that he might be servants to him. And with abundance of wheat and wine and oil I have strengthened him. But for you, what shall I now establish, my son? And Esau said to Isaac his father, Is there only one blessing of yours, father? Bless me also, father. And Esau raised his voice and wept. And Isaac answered and said to him, Behold, apart from the dew of the land shall be your dwelling, and apart from the dew of heaven from above. And by your sword you shall live, and you will serve your brother. And it will happen when you become great, and you will remove his yoke from your neck. And then you will surely sin completely unto death, and your seed will be rooted out from under heaven. And Esau kept threatening Jacob on account of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And he said in his heart, Now let the days of mourning for my father grow near, and I will kill Jacob, my brother. And the words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah in a dream. And Rebekah sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and she said to him, Behold, Esau, your brother, will take vengeance in order to kill you. So now, my son, obey me, and arise, and flee to Laban, my brother, and to Haran, and dwell with him a few days until your brother's anger is turned away, and he abandons his anger with you, and forgets the full extent of what you did to him. And I will send and bring you from there. And Jacob said, I am not afraid. If he desires to kill me, I shall kill him. And she said to him, No, lest I be bereaved of both of my sons in one day. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, you know that my father is old, and he does not see because his eyes are dim. And if I leave him, it will be grievous in his sight because I am leaving and going from you. And my father will be angry and curse me. I will not go. But when he sends me, only then will I go. And Rebekah said to Jacob, I will go in, and I will speak to him, and he will send you. And Rebekah entered, and she said to Isaac, I despise my life because of the two daughters of Heth, whom Esau took as wives for himself. And if Jacob takes a wife from among the daughters of the land, who are like these, why then shall I live? Because the daughters of Canaan are evil. And Isaac called Jacob, and he blessed him, and he admonished him, and he said to him, Do not take for yourself a wife from any of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, and go into Mesopotamia, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take a wife for yourself from there, from the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And may God Almighty bless and increase and multiply you, and become a company of nations. And may he grant the blessings of my father Abraham to you, and to your seed after you, so that you will inherit the land of your sojournings, and of all the land which the Lord gave to Abraham. Go, my son, in peace. And Isaac sent Jacob, and he went to Mesopotamia, to Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob. And it came to pass, after Jacob arose to travel to Mesopotamia, that the spirit of Rebekah grieved after her son, and she wept. And Isaac said to Rebekah, My sister, do not weep on account of Jacob, my son, because in peace he will journey, and in peace he will return. God Most High will protect him from all evil, and he will be with him, because he will not forsake him all of his days. And I know that he will make his ways prosper everywhere, until he returns to us in peace, and we will see him in peace. Do not fear on his account, my sister, because he is upright in his way, and he is a perfect man, and he is faithful, and he will not perish. Do not weep. And Isaac comforted Rebekah on account of Jacob her son, and he blessed him. And Jacob went forth from the well of the oath in order to travel to Haran in the first year of the second week of the 44th Jubilee. And he arrived at Luz, which is in the mountains, Bethel, on the first day of the first month of this week. And he reached the place when it was evening, and he turned aside from the way towards the west of the public road on that night. And he slept there because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place, and he placed it at his head beneath the tree. And he was traveling alone, and he slept. And he dreamed on that night, and behold, the staircase was set up upon the earth, and its head touched heaven. And behold, angels of the Lord were going up and down upon it. And behold, the Lord was standing upon it. And he spoke with Jacob, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land upon which you are sleeping I will give to you and to your seed after you, and your seed shall be like the sand of the earth, and you shall increase in the west, and the east, and north and south, and all of the peoples of the nations will be blessed in you and in your seed. And behold, I shall be with you, and I shall protect you everywhere you go, and I shall bring you back into this land in peace, because I shall not forsake you until I do everything which I have said to you. And Jacob awoke from his sleep, and he said, Truly this place is the house of the Lord, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, Dreadful is this place, which is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And rising early in the morning, Jacob took the stone which he had placed at his head, and he set it up as a pillar for a sign. And he poured out oil on top of it, and he named that place Bethel. But formerly the name of that area was Luz. And Jacob vowed a vow to the Lord, saying, If the Lord will be with me and protect me in this way in which I am traveling, and if he will give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, and I return to the house of my father in peace, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone which I have set up as a pillar for a sign in this place shall be the house of the Lord, and everything which you have given me I will tithe to you, my God. And he traveled to the land of the east, to Laban, Rebekah's brother, and he was with him and served him for Rachel his daughter 1 week. And in the first year of the third week he said to him, Give me my wife for whom I have served you 7 years. And Laban said to Jacob, I will give you your wife. And Laban prepared a banquet, and he took Leah his elder daughter, and he gave her to Jacob as a wife. And he gave to her Zilpah his handmaid, and as an attendant. But Jacob did not know it, because Jacob assumed that she was Rachel. And he entered into her, and behold, she was Leah. And Jacob was angry with Laban, and he said to him, Why have you treated me thus? Was it not for Rachel that I served you, and not for Leah? Why have you offended me? Take your daughter, and I will go, because you have done evil against me. For Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, because the eyes of Leah were weak, but her appearance was very beautiful. And Rachel had good eyes and good appearance, and she was very beautiful. And Laban said to Jacob, It does not happen thus in our land, to give the younger woman before the elder. And it is not right to do this, because thus it is ordained and written in the heavenly tablets, that no one should give his younger daughter before the elder, because he should first give the elder, and after her the younger. And they will write it down as sin in heaven, concerning the man who acts thus. And no one who does this thing will be righteous, because this deed is evil before the Lord. And you command the children of Israel, so that they will not do this thing. Let the younger woman be taken or given without the elder one being first given, because that is very evil. And Laban said to Jacob, Let the 7 days of banquet for this woman continue, and then I will give you Rachel, so that you might serve me another 7 years, and pasture my sheep just as you did in the previous week. And on the day when the 7 days of Leah's banquet passed, Laban gave Rachel to Jacob so that he might serve him another 7 years. And so he gave to Rachel Bilhah, the sister of Zilpah, as an attendant. And he served 7 years more on account of Rachel, because Leah had been given to him as gratis. And the Lord opened the womb of Leah, and she conceived, and she bore a son to Jacob. And he called him Reuben, on the 14th of the 9th month, in the first year of the third week. But the womb of Rachel was closed, because the Lord saw that Leah was hated, but Rachel was loved. And Jacob again went in to Leah, and she conceived, and she bore another son to Jacob. And she called him Simeon, on the 21st of the 10th month, and in the third week of this year. And Jacob went again into Leah, and she conceived and bore a third son to him. And he called him Levi, on the first day of the first month. In the 6th year of this week, again Jacob went into her, and she conceived, and she bore the 4th son to him, and he called him Judah, on the 15th of the 3rd month, in the 1st year of the 4th week. And in all of this Rachel was jealous of Leah, since she was not giving birth. And so she said to Jacob, Give me sons. And Jacob said, I have withheld from you the fruit of your womb. Have I forsaken you? And when Rachel saw that Leah had borne 4 sons to Jacob, Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah, she said to him, Go into Bilhah, my maid, and she will conceive and bear a son for me. And she gave Bilhah, her maid, to him, so that she might be his wife. And he went into her, and she conceived, and she bore a son to him. And he called him Dan, on the 9th day of the 6th month, in the 6th year of the 3rd week. And Jacob went into Bilhah again a second time, and she conceived and bore another son to Jacob. And Rachel called him Naphtali on the fifth of the seventh month, in the second year of the fourth week. And when Lee saw that she was sterile and was not bearing children, she took and also gave Zilpah, her attendant, to Jacob as a wife. And she conceived and bore a son to him, and Lee called him Gad, on the 12th of the eighth month, in the third year of the fourth week. And he went in to her again, and she conceived and bore another son to him, and Lee called him Asher, on the 2nd of the 11th month, in the fifth year of the fourth week. And Jacob went in to Lee, and she conceived and bore a son, and she called him Issachar, on the 4th day of the 5th month, in the 4th year of the 4th week. And she gave him to a nurse. And Jacob went in to her again, and she bore twins, a boy and a girl. And she called the boy Zebulun, and the girl's name was Dinah. In the 7th day of the 7th month, in the 6th year of the 4th week, and the Lord had mercy upon Rachel and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and called him Joseph, on the 1st of the 4th month of the 6th year, that 4th week. And at the time when Joseph was born, Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wives and my children, and let me go to my father Isaac, and let me make a house for myself, because I have completed the years which I served for your two daughters. And I will travel to my father's house." And Laban said to Jacob, "Remain with me for your wages, and pasture my flock for me again, and accept your wages." And they agreed with one another that they would give him as his wages each of the lambs and kids which were born, and on which were black or spots or white, and it would be his wages. And all of the sheep bore spotted lambs, and ones which had variegated markings, and ones which had various shades of black. And the sheep bore again lambs which looked like themselves, and all of which had markings belonging to Jacob, and those which had no marking belonged to Laban. And the possessions of Jacob multiplied greatly, and he acquired oxen and sheep and asses and camels and the male and female servants. And Laban and his sons were jealous of Jacob. And Laban collected his sheep from him and kept watch on him with evil intent. And it came to pass after Rachel bore Joseph that Laban went to shear his sheep because they were the distance of a 3 days' journey from him. And Jacob saw that Laban was going to shear his sheep, and Jacob called Lee and Rachel and spoke intimately with them, so that they might go with him to the land of Canaan. For he told them everything as he had seen it in the dream, and everything which he told him, that he would return to the house of his father. And they said, "We will go with you anywhere you go." And Jacob blessed the God of Isaac his father, and the God of Abraham his father's father. And he arose and loaded up his wives and children and took all of his possessions and crossed over the river and arrived at the land of Gilead. But Jacob concealed his intention from Laban and did not tell him. And in the 7th year of the 4th week, Jacob returned to Gilead in the 1st month on the 21st day of the month. And Laban pursued him, and he found Jacob in the mountain of Gilead in the 3rd month on the 13th day. But the Lord did not permit him to deal cruelly with Jacob, because he appeared to him in a dream at night. And Laban spoke to Jacob. And on the 15th of those days, Jacob prepared a banquet for Laban and for all who came with him. And Jacob swore to Laban on that day. And Laban also swore to Jacob that no one would cross over the mountain of Gilead against the other which with evil intent. And they made there a heap for a witness. Therefore that place is called the Heap of Witness, after this heap. But formerly the land of Gilead was called the land of Raphaim, because it was formerly the land of Raphaim. And the Raphaim were born as giants, whose height was 10 cubits, 9 cubits, 8 cubits, or down to 7 cubits. And their dwelling was from the land of the Ammonites to Mount Hermon, and their royal palaces were in Karnaim and Ashtaroth, and Edrei and Misur and Baon. But the Lord destroyed them because of their evil, the evil of their deeds, since they were very cruel. And the Amorites dwelt there instead of them, evil and sinful. And there is no people today who have fully equaled all of their sins, and therefore they had no length of life in the land. And Jacob dismissed Laban, and he traveled to Mesopotamia, the land of the east. And Jacob returned to the land of Gilead, and he crossed over the Jabbok in the 9th month, on the 11th day of the month. And on that day Esau his brother came to him and was reconciled to him, and he went away from him to the land of Seir. But Jacob dwelt in tents. And in the first year of the 5th week in that jubilee he crossed over the Jordan, and he dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And he was pasturing his sheep from the Sea of the Heap as far as Bethshan and Dothan and the forest of Akrabim. And he sent to his father Isaac some of all his possessions, clothing and food, and meat and drink and milk, and butter and cheese, and some dates of the valley. And he also sent to his mother Rebekah 4 times per year, between the appointed times of the months, and between plowing and reaping, and between fall and the rainy season, and between winter and spring, to the tower of Abraham. For Isaac had returned from the well of the oath, and had gone up to the tower of his father Abraham, and he dwelt there away from his son Esau, because in the days when Jacob journeyed to Mesopotamia, Esau took for himself, as a wife, Mahalath, daughter of Ishmael, and gathered together all of his father's flocks and his own wives, and went up to dwell on Mount Seir. And he left his father Isaac alone at the well of the oath. And Isaac went up from the well of the oath, and dwelt in the tower of Abraham his father, in the mountain of Hebron. And Jacob sent there everything which he sent to his father and mother from time to time, all of their needs. And they blessed Jacob with all their heart and all their soul. And in the first year of the 6th week he went up to Salim, which is east of Shechem, in peace in the 4th month. And there Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, was snatched away to the house of Shechem, son of Hamor, and the Hivite, the ruler of the land. And he lay with her and defiled her. But she was little, only 12 years old, and he begged his father and her brothers that she be given to him as a wife. But Jacob and his sons were angry at the men of Shechem because they had defiled Dinah their sister, and so they spoke treacherously with them and defrauded them and seduced them. And Simeon and Levi entered Shechem suddenly, and they executed judgment upon all of the men of Shechem and killed every man they found therein and did not leave in it even one. They killed everyone painfully because they had polluted Dinah their sister. And therefore let nothing like this be done henceforth to defile a daughter of Israel. Because the judgment was ordered in heaven against them, that they might annihilate with the sword all of the men of Shechem, because they caused a shame in Israel. And the Lord handed them over to the hands of the sons of Jacob, so that they might destroy them with the sword, and execute judgment against them. And so that nothing like this might therefore happen in Israel to defile an Israelite virgin. And if there is any man in Israel who wishes to give his daughter or his sister to any man who is from the seed of the Gentiles, let him surely die, and let him be stoned because he has caused shame in Israel. And also the woman will be burned with fire because she has defiled the name of her father's house, and so she will be uprooted from Israel. And do not let an adulteress or defilement be found in Israel all the days of the generation of the earth, because Israel is holy to the Lord. And let any man who causes defilement surely die, and let him be stoned, because thus it is decreed and written in the heavenly tablets concerning all of the seed of Israel. Let anyone who causes defilement surely die, and let him be stoned. And there is no limit of days for this law, and there is no remission or forgiveness except that the man who has caused defilement of his daughter will be rooted out from the midst of all Israel, because he has given some of his seed to Moloch, and has sinned so as to defile it. And you, Moses, command the children of Israel, and exhort them not to give any of their daughters to the Gentiles, and not to take for their sons any of the daughters of the Gentiles, because that is contemptible before the Lord. Therefore I have written for you in the words of the law all the deeds of the Shechemites, which they did against Dinah, and how the sons of Jacob spoke, saying, We will not give our daughter to a man who is uncircumcised, because that is a reproach to us. And it is a reproach to Israel, to those who give and to those who take of the daughters of the Gentile nations, because it is a defilement, and it is contemptible to Israel. And Israel will not be cleansed from this defilement, if there is in it a woman from the daughters of Gentiles, or one who has given any of his daughters to a man who is from any of the Gentiles. For there will be a plague upon plague, and curse upon curse, and every judgment and plague and curse will come. And if he does this thing, or if he blinds his eyes from those who cause defilement, and from those who defile the sanctuary of the Lord, and from those who profane his holy name, then all of the people will be judged together on account of all the defilement and the profaning of this one. And there is no accepting of person, or regarding appearance, or taking from his hand either fruit or sacrifice, or holocaust, or fat, or the aroma of sweet-smelling sacrifice, that he might accept it. And let any man or woman in Israel who defiled his sanctuary be dealt with likewise. Therefore I command you, saying, proclaim this testimony to Israel. See how it was for the Shechemites and their sons, how they were given into the hand of the two children of Jacob, and they killed them painfully. And it was righteousness for them that it was written down for them for righteousness. And the seed of Levi was chosen for the priesthood and Levitical orders to minister before the Lord always, just as we do. And Levi and his sons will be blessed forever, because he was zealous to do righteousness and judgment and vengeance against all those who rose up against Israel. And thus a blessing and righteousness will be written on high as a testimony for him in the heavenly tablets before the God of all. And we will remember for 1,000 generations the righteousness which a man did during his life and in all the appointed times of the year. And it will be written on high, and it will come to him and his descendants after him. And he will be written down as a friend and a righteous one in the heavenly tablets. And all of these words I have written for you, and I have commanded you to speak to the children of Israel, that they might not commit sin or transgress the ordinances or break the covenant which was ordained for them, so that they might do it and be written down as friends. But if they transgress and act in all the ways of defilement, they will be recorded in the heavenly tablets as enemies, and they will be blotted out of the book of life and written in the book of those who will be destroyed, and with those who will be rooted out from the land. And on that day that children of Jacob killed Shechem, he wrote on high for them a book in heaven, that they did righteousness and uprightness and vengeance against the sinners, and it was written down for a blessing. And they brought forth Dinah their sister from the house of Shechem, and they took captive everything which was in Shechem, their sheep and their oxen and their asses and all their herds and all their goods. And they brought forth everything to Jacob their father, and he spoke with them, because they slaughtered the citizens. And he was afraid of those who inhabited the land, the Canaanites and the Perizzites. But the terror of the Lord was in all of the cities which surrounded Shechem, and they did not rise up to pursue the sons of Jacob, because a dread had fallen upon them. And on the first of the month Jacob spoke to all the men of his house, saying, Purify and change your clothes, and having arisen, let us go up to Bethel, where on the day when I fled from the face of Esau my brother, I made a vow to him who had been with me and has returned me into this land in peace. Remove the strange gods that are among you. And they handed over the strange gods, and what was on their ears, and what was on their necks, and the idols which Rachel stole from Laban her father. And she gave everything to Jacob, and he burned it, and crushed it, and destroyed it, and hid it under an oak which was in the land of Shechem. And he went up on the first of the seventh month into Bethel, and he built an altar in the place where he slept, and had erected a pillar. And he invited his father Isaac and his mother Rebekah, and to come to him in the time of sacrifice. And Isaac said, Let my son Jacob come, and let me see him before I die. And Jacob went to his father Isaac, and to his mother Rebekah, at the house of his father Abraham, and he took with him two of his sons, Levi and Judah. And he came to his father Isaac and his mother Rebekah. And Rebekah went out from the tower at the gates of the tower to kiss Jacob and embrace him, because it revived her soul when she heard, Behold, Jacob your son has arrived. And she kissed him, and she saw his two sons and recognized them. And she said to him, Are these your sons, my son? And she embraced them and kissed them and blessed them, saying, In you may he bless the seed of Abraham, and may you become a blessing upon the earth. And Jacob went into Isaac, his father, and the chamber where he was lying down, and his two children were with him. And he took the hand of his father, and bowing down, he kissed him. And Isaac hung on the neck of Jacob, his son, and he wept on his neck. And the darkness passed from the eyes of Isaac, and he saw Jacob's two sons, Levi and Judah. And he said, Are these your sons, my son, because they resemble you? And he told him that they were truly his sons. And certainly you have seen that they are truly my sons. And they drew near to him, and he turned and kissed them, and embraced them both of them together. And the spirit of prophecy came down upon his mouth, and he took Levi in his right hand, and Judah in his left hand. And he turned to Levi first, and then began to bless him first, and he said to him, May the God of all, the Lord of all ages, bless you and your sons in all ages. May the Lord give you and your seed a very great honor. May he draw you and your seed near to him from all flesh to serve his sanctuary as the angels of the presence and the holy ones. May your son's seed be like them with respect to honor and greatness and sanctification. and may he make them great in every age, and they will become judges and rulers and leaders for all the seed of the sons of Jacob. And the word of the Lord they will speak righteously, and all of his judgments they will execute righteously. And they will tell my ways to Jacob, and my paths to Israel. And the blessing of the Lord shall be placed in their mouth, so that they might bless all the seed of the beloved. As for you, your mother has named you Levi, and she truly has named you. You will be joined to the Lord, and be the companion of all the sons of Jacob. His table will belong to you, and you and your sons will eat from it. And in all generations your table will be full, and your food will not be lacking in any age. And all who hate you will fall before you, and all your enemies will be uprooted and perish. And whoever blesses you will be blessed, and any nation which curses you will be cursed. And to Judah he said, May the Lord give you might and strength to tread upon all who hate you. Be a prince, you and one of your sons for the sons of Jacob. May your name and the name of your son be one which travels and goes about in all the lands and cities. Then may the nations fear before your face, and all the nations tremble, and every nation trembles. And with you will be the help of Jacob, and with you will be found the salvation of Israel. And on the day when you sit on your righteous throne of honor, there will be great peace for all the seed of the beloved sons. Whoever blesses you will be blessed. And all who hate you and afflict you and curse you will be uprooted and destroyed from the earth, and they shall be cursed. And turning, he kissed him again and embraced him and rejoiced greatly because he had seen the sons of Jacob, his own true son. And he withdrew from his embrace and fell down and bowed down to him, and he blessed them. And he rested there near Isaac his father during that night, and they ate and drank joyfully. And he made the two sons of Jacob sleep, one on his right and one on his left. And it was counted to him as righteousness. And Jacob told his father everything during the night, how the Lord had shown him great mercy, and how he had made all of his affairs prosper and protected him from all evil. And Isaac blessed the God of his father Abraham, and who did not withhold his mercy and his righteousness from the son of his servant Isaac. And in the morning Jacob told his father Isaac about the vow which he had made to the Lord and the vision which he had seen, and he had built an altar and everything was prepared to make a sacrifice before the Lord just as he had vowed, and that he had come to set him upon his ass. And Isaac said to Jacob his son, I am not able to come with you because I have grown old and I am not able to endure on the way. Go, my son, in peace, because I am 165 years old today. Therefore I am not able to travel. Set your mother on the ass, and let her go with you. I know, my son, that you came for my sake, and let this day be blessed on which you have seen me alive, and I also have seen you, my son. Prosper, and perform the vow which you made, and do not delay your vow, because the vow will be sought. And now hasten to do it, and may the one who created everything, to whom you vowed the vow, be pleased. And he said to Rebekah, Go with Jacob your son. And Rebekah went with Jacob her son, and Jabrah was with her, and they reached Bethel. And Jacob remembered the prayer with which his father blessed him and his two sons, Levi and Judah. And he rejoiced, and he blessed the God of his fathers, Abraham and Isaac. And he said, Now I know that I and my sons have an eternal hope before the God of all, and thus it is ordained concerning the two of them. And it has been written on high for them as an eternal testimony in the heavenly tablets, just as Isaac blessed them. And he stayed that night in Bethel, and Levi dreamed that he had been appointed and an ordained priest of the Most High God, and he and his sons forever. And he awoke from his sleep and blessed the Lord. And Jacob rose early in the morning on the 14th of that month, and he gave a tenth of everything which came with him, man and beast, gold, and all sorts of vessels and clothes, and he gave a tenth of everything. And in those days Rachel conceived Benjamin her son, and Jacob counted his sons from him and upward, and the lot of Levi fell with the portion of the Lord. And his father put garments of the priesthood upon him, and he filled his hands. And on the 15th of this month he brought to the altar 14 bulls from the herd, and 28 rams, and 49 sheep, and 7 lambs, and 21 kids of the goats, as a burnt offering upon the altar of sacrifices, well and pleasing for a sweet-smelling aroma before God. This was his offering from the vow which he made to tithe together with their fruit offerings. and their libations. And when the fire consumed it, he burnt incense upon the fire above it, and for a thank offering, 2 bulls, and 4 rams, and 4 sheep, and 4 he-goats, and 2 lambs, each a year old, and 2 kids of the goats. Thus he did at dawn for 7 days. And it happened, as he and all his sons and his men ate there joyfully for 7 days, that he blessed and praised the Lord, the one who delivered him from all his affliction, and who granted him his prayers. And he gave a tithe of every clean animal, and he made a burnt offering. But the unclean animals he did not give to Levi his son, but every human soul he gave to him. And Levi served as priest in Bethel before Jacob his father, apart from his 10 brothers. And he was a priest there, and Jacob gave his vow. Thus he tithed the second tithe to the Lord, and he sanctioned it, and it was sanctioned to him. And therefore it is decreed in the heavenly tablets as a law to tithe the tithe again in order to eat it before the Lord from year to year, in the place where it is determined that his name shall dwell. And there is no limit of days to this law forever. This ordinance is written to observe it year after year, to eat the second tithe before the Lord in the place where it is determined. And there is not to be anything left over from it from this year to year which is to come. For in its year the grain will be eaten until the days of the harvest of the grain of the year, and the wine will be drunk until the days of the wine, and the olive will be used until the day of its season, and everything which is left over from it and grows old will be unclean. Let it be burned in the fire, because it has become impure. And thus they shall eat it together in the sanctuary, and they shall not let it become old. And the whole tithe of oxen and sheep is holy to the Lord. And it will belong to the priest, who will eat it before him year after year, because it is so ordered and engraved on the heavenly tablets concerning the tithe. And in the second night, on the 22nd day of this month, Jacob planned to build up that place, and to build a wall around the court, and to sanctify it, and to make it eternally holy for himself and his sons after him. And the Lord appeared to him in the night, and blessed him, and said to him, "Your name will not be called Jacob, but you will be named Israel." And he said to him again, "I am the Lord who created heaven and earth, and I shall increase you and multiply you very much. And there will be kings from you, and they will rule everywhere that the tracks of mankind have been trod. And I shall give to your seed all of the land under heaven, and they will rule in all nations as they have desired. And after all of this, the earth will be gathered together, and they will inherit it forever." And he finished speaking with him, and he went up from him. And Jacob watched until he went up into heaven. And he saw in a vision of the night, and behold, an angel was descending from heaven. And there were 7 tablets in his hands, and he gave them to Jacob, and he read them. And he knew everything which was written in them, which would happen to him and to his sons during all the ages. And he showed him everything which was written on the tablets, and he said to him, "Do not build this place, and do not make an eternal sanctuary, and do not dwell here, because this is not the place. Go to the house of Abraham your father, and dwell with Isaac your father, until the day of your father's death. Because you will die peacefully in Egypt, and you will be buried honorably in this land, in the tomb of your fathers, with Abraham and Isaac. Do not fear, because just as you have seen and read, thus will everything come to pass. But you write down everything just as you have seen and read it." And Jacob said, "O Lord, how will I remember everything that I read and saw?" And he said to him, "I will cause you to remember everything." And he went up from him, and he woke up from his sleep, and he recalled everything that he had read and seen, and he wrote down all of the matters which he had read and seen. And he observed there yet one more day, and he sacrificed in it according to everything which he had been sacrificing on the previous days. And he called it addition, because that day was added, but the previous day he called the feast. And thus it was revealed that it should be. And as it is written in the heavenly tablets. Therefore it was revealed to him that he might observe it and add it to the 7 days of the feast. And it was called addition, because it is written on high in the attestation of feast days according to the number of the days of the year. And on the night of the 23rd of that month, Deborah, the nurse of Rebekah, died, and she was buried south of the city under the oak at the river. And that place was called Deborah's River, and the oak was called the Oak of Sorrow for Deborah. And Rebekah went and returned to her house. To his father Isaac and Jacob sent in her hands rams and sheep and he-goats, so that she might make for his father a meal such as he desired. And he traveled after his mother until he approached the land of Kabratan, and he dwelt there. And Rachel bore a son in the night, and called him Son of My Sorrow, because she suffered when she bore him. But his father called him Benjamin, on the 11th of the 8th month, in the first year of the 6th week of that jubilee. And Rachel died there, and she was buried in the land of Ephratah, Bethlehem. And Jacob built a pillar on the tomb of Rachel, on the road above her tomb. And Jacob went and dwelt toward the south of Megdalarah-Eph. And he and Leah his wife went to his father Isaac on the new moon of the 10th month. And Reuben saw Bilhah, the attendant of Rachel and his father's concubine, washing in the water privately, and he desired her. And hiding at night, he entered Bilhah's house at night and found her sleeping in her bed, alone in her house. And he lay with her, and she woke up and looked, and behold, Reuben was lying with her on the bed. And she uncovered the hem of her skirt, and seized him, and screamed, and recognized that it was Reuben. And she was ashamed because of him, and released her hand from upon him, and he fled. And she lamented greatly concerning this matter, and she did not tell anyone at all. And when Jacob came and sought her, she said to him, I am not clean for you, since I have become polluted for you, because Reuben has defiled me and lay with me at night. But I was sleeping, and I was unaware until he had uncovered my skirt and lain with me. And Jacob was very angry with Reuben because he had lain with Bilhah, for he had uncovered his father's robe. And therefore Jacob did not draw near to her, since Reuben had defiled her. And the deed of any man who uncovers his father's robe is very evil, because he is despicable before the Lord. Therefore it is written and ordered in the heavenly tablets that a man should not lie with his father's wife, and he should not uncover his father's robe, because that is defilement. They shall certainly die together, the man who lies with his father's wife, also the wife, because they have made a defilement upon the earth. And there shall be no defilement before our God among the people whom he has chosen for himself as a possession. And again it is written a second time, Let anyone who lies with his father's wife be cursed, because he has uncovered his father's shame. And all of the holy ones of the Lord said, So let it be, so be it. And you, Moses, command the children of Israel, and let them keep this word, because it is a judgment worthy of death, and it is a defilement, and there is no forgiveness in order to atone for a man who has done this forever, but only to execute him and kill him and stone him, and to uproot him from the midst of the people of our God. For any man who does this in Israel should not have life for a single day upon the earth, because he is despicable and polluted. And let them not say, Reuben had life and forgiveness after he lay with his father's concubine, and while she had a husband, and while her husband Jacob his father was alive. For the ordinance and judgment of the law had not been revealed till then as completed for everyone. But in your days it is like the law of appointed times and days, and an eternal law for everlasting generations. And this law has no consummation of days, and also there is no forgiveness for it, but only that both of them should be uprooted from the midst of the people. On the day when they have done this, they shall be killed. And you, Moses, write for Israel, and let them keep this, and let them do according to these words, and let them not commit a sin worthy of death, because the Lord our God is a judge who does not accept persons or gifts. And say to them these words of the ordinance, that they might hear and guard and watch themselves concerning them, and they will not be destroyed or uprooted from the earth. For defiled and an abomination and blemished and polluted are all who do them upon the earth before our God. And there is no sin greater than the fornication which they commit upon the earth, because Israel is a holy nation to the Lord his God, and a nation of inheritance, and a nation of priests, and a royal nation, and a special possession, and there is nothing which appears which is as defiled as this among the holy people. And in the third year of this 6th week it came to pass, as Jacob and all his sons were traveling, that they dwelt at the house of Abraham near Isaac his father, and Rebekah his mother. And these are the names of the children of Jacob: his firstborn, Reuben and Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun, the sons of Leah. And the sons of Rachel are Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah are Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah are Gad and Asher. And Dinah is the daughter of Leah, the only daughter of Jacob. And when they came, they bowed down to Rebekah and Isaac. And when they saw them, they blessed Jacob and all of his sons. And Isaac rejoiced greatly because he saw the sons of Jacob, his younger son, and he blessed them. And in the sixth year of this week, from the 44th Jubilee, Jacob sent his sons with their servants to pasture their sheep in the field of Shechem. And while hiding themselves under the trees, seven kings of the Amorites assembled themselves to fight against them and to plunder their animals. And Jacob and Levi and Judah and Joseph were at home with Isaac, their father, because his soul grieved him, and they were unable to leave him. And Benjamin was the youngest, and therefore he dwelt with his father. And the kings of Taphu, and the kings of Aresa, and the kings of Seragan, and the kings of Silo, and the kings of Gaas, and the kings of Bethron, and the king of Maanissachar, and all those who dwelt in that mountain, who dwelt in the woods of the land of Canaan, came. And they reported it to Jacob, saying that, "Behold, the kings of the Amorites have surrounded your sons, and they have plundered their herds." And he and his three sons, and all of his father's servants, and his servants arose from his house and went against them with 6,000 men who carried swords. And he killed them in the field of Shechem, and he pursued those who fled and killed them with the edge of the sword. And he killed Aresa and Taphu and Seragain and Selo and Manassechar and Galas, and he collected his herds. And he prevailed over them and decreed a tribute against them so that they might give a tribute of five of the fruits of their land. And he built Robel and Tamnatarez, and he returned peacefully, and he made peace with them, and they became servants to him until the day he and his sons went down into Egypt. And in the seventh year of this week, he sent Joseph from his house to the land of Shechem in order that he might know about the welfare of his brothers. And he found them in the land of Dothan. And they acted fraudulently and made a plot against him to kill him. But they repented and sold him to a band of Ishmaelites. And they took him down to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, a eunuch of Pharaoh, to the chief guard, the priest of the city of Heliopolis. And the sons of Jacob slaughtered a kid and dipped Joseph's garment into the blood and sent it to Jacob, their father, on the 10th of the 7th month. And he lamented all of that night because they had brought it to him in the evening. And he became feverish and lamenting his death and said that, "A cruel beast has eaten Joseph." And all of the men of his house lamented with him on that day. And it happened as they were mourning and lamenting with him all of that day, that his sons and his daughter rose up to comfort him. But he was not comforted concerning his son. And on that day Bilhah heard that Joseph had perished, and she died while mourning for him. And she was dwelling in Kafrateph. And Dinah, his daughter, also died after Joseph perished. And these three lamentations came upon Israel in a single month. And they buried Bilhah opposite the tomb of Rachel. And they also buried Dinah, his daughter, there. And it happened as they lamented for Joseph 1 year that he was not consoled, but he said, "I will go down to the grave lamenting for my son." Therefore it is decreed for the children of Israel that they mourn on the 10th day of the 7th month, and on the day when that which caused him to weep for Joseph came to Jacob his father, so that they might atone for themselves with a young kid on the 10th day of the 7th month, once a year on account of their sin, because they caused the affection of their father to grieve for Joseph his son. And this day is decreed so that they might mourn on it, on account of their sins, and on account of their transgressions, and on account of all their errors, in order to purify themselves on this day once a year. And after Joseph perished, the sons of Jacob took wives for themselves. The name of the wife of Reuben was Ada, and the name of the wife of Simeon was Adibaah, a Canaanite, and the name of the wife of Levi was Milcah, from the daughters of Aram, from the seed of the sons of Terah. And the name of the wife of Judah was Betasuel, a Canaanite. And the name of the wife of Issachar was Hesekah. And the name of the wife of Zebulun was Neeman. And the name of the wife of Dan was Eglah. And the name of the wife of Naphtali was Rasu'u, who was a Mesopotamian. And the name of the wife of Gad was Makkah. And the name of the wife of Asher was Ionah. And the name of the wife of Joseph was Asenath, an Egyptian. And the name of the wife of Benjamin was Iasaka. And Simeon repented and took another wife from Mesopotamia, as his brothers had. And in the first year of the first week in this 45th Jubilee, Rebekah called to Jacob her son, and she commanded him with regard to his father and brother that he should honor them all the days of Jacob's life. And Jacob said, I will do everything just as you have commanded me, because this thing is an honor and a greatness for me, and a righteousness for me before the Lord, that I should honor them. And you, mother, know from this day, the day I was born, until this day, all of my deeds and everything which is in my heart, that I always think of good for everyone. And why would I not do this thing which you have commanded me, that I should honor my father and my brother? Tell me, mother, what perversity you have seen against me, and I will withdraw from it, and mercy will be upon me. And she said, My son, all my days I have never seen against you anything perverse, but only uprightness. But I will rightly tell you, my son, that I shall die within this year, and I shall not pass through this year alive, because I have seen in a dream the day of my death, and I shall not live more than 155 years. And behold, I have completed all the days of my life which I will live. And Jacob laughed about his mother's words, because his mother said that she would die. But she was sitting opposite him, and her strength was in her, and she was not suffering loss of strength, because she was coming and going, and seeing clearly, and her teeth were sound, and no disease had touched her all the days of her life. And Jacob said, I would be happy, mother, if my days approached the days of your life, and my powers were thus in me as your powers, and you will not die because you have spoken to me in idle jest concerning your death. And she went in to Isaac, and she said to him, One request I beg of you, make Esau swear that he will not harm Jacob, and I will not pursue him hostilely, because you know Esau's inclination, that it has been evil since his youth, and there is no goodness in him, because he wants to kill him after your death. And you know everything that he has done from the day that Jacob, his brother, traveled to Haran until this day, that he abandoned us with all his heart and did evil with us. He gathered your flocks and robbed all of your possessions before your face. And while we were begging and asking for what was ours, he acted like a man who was taking pity on us. And he is bitter against you because you blessed Jacob, your perfect and upright son, because he has no evil but only goodness. And since he came from Haran until this day, he has not been depriving us of anything, for he has always been bringing us everything in its season. And he rejoices with his whole heart whenever we accept anything from his hand. And he has been blessing us and has not separated from us since he came from Haran until this day. But he has been dwelling with us continually at home, honoring us. And Isaac said to her, I know and see the deeds of Jacob, who was with us, and with all his heart he is honoring us. And I first loved Esau more than Jacob, because he was born first. And now I love Jacob more than Esau, because he has increasingly made his deeds evil. And he has no righteousness, because all of his ways are injustice and violence, and he has no righteousness around him. And now my heart is vexed on account of all his deeds. And neither he nor his seed is to be saved, for they will be destroyed from the earth, and they will be uprooted from under the heavens, since he has forsaken the God of Abraham, and he has gone after his wives and their defilement and after their errors, both he and his sons. And you say to me that I should make him swear that he will not kill his brother Jacob? If he swears, he will not abide by his oath, and he will not do goodness, but only evil. But if he wishes to kill Jacob, his brother, he will be given into the hand of Jacob, and he will not escape from his hand, because he will fall into his hand. And you should not fear on account of Jacob, because the protector of Jacob is greater and mightier and more honored and praised than the protector of Esau. And Rebekah sent and called Esau, and he came to her, and she said to him, I have a request, my son, which I will ask of you. Say that you will do it, my son. And he said, I will do everything which you say to me, and I will not refuse your request. And she said to him, I ask of you on the day when I die that you bring me and bury me near Sarah, your father's mother, and that you and Jacob love one another, and that one will not seek evil for his brother, but only love him. And you will prosper, my sons, and be honored in the midst of the earth, and the enemy will not rejoice over you, and you will become a blessing and a mercy in the sight of all those who love you. And he said, I shall do everything which you have said concerning me, and I shall bury you on the day when you die near Sarah, my father's mother, just as you have desired, so that your bones will be near her bones. And Jacob, my brother, I shall love more than all flesh, and I have no brother in all the earth except him alone. And this is not a great thing for me if I love him, because he is my brother, and together we were sown in your belly, and together we came forth from your womb. And if I do not love my brother, whom shall I love? But I beg of you only that you admonish Jacob concerning my sons, because I know that he will certainly rule over me and my sons, because on the day my father blessed him, he set him above and me beneath. And I swear to you that I will love him, and that I will not seek evil for him all the days of my life, but only good. And he swore to her concerning all of these matters. And she called Jacob in the sight of Esau, and she commanded him according to what she had spoken with Esau. And he said, I will do your pleasure. Trust me that evil will not proceed from me or my sons against Esau, and I will not act first in anything except to love him only. And they ate and they drank, she and her sons, that night. And she died at the age of 3 jubilees and 1 week and 1 year on that night. And her 2 sons, Esau and Jacob, buried her in the cave of Machpelah near Sarah, their father's mother. And in the 6th year of this week, Isaac called his 2 sons, Esau and Jacob, and they came to him, and he said to them, My sons, I am going the way of my fathers to the eternal home where my fathers are. Bury me near Abraham, my father, in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron the Hittite, which Abraham acquired for a burial place there, in the tomb which I dug for myself, there bury me. And I am commanding this, my sons, that you might perform righteousness and uprightness upon the earth, so that the Lord will bring upon you everything which the Lord said that he would do for Abraham and for his seed. And among yourselves, my sons, be loving of your brothers as a man loves himself, and with each man seeking for his brother what is good for him, and acting together on the earth, and loving each other as themselves. And regarding the matter of idols, I command you and admonish you to scorn them and hate them, and not to love them, because they are full of error, for those who worship and bow down to them. Remember, my sons, the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and that I subsequently worshipped and served him in righteousness and joy, so that he might multiply you and increase your seed like the stars of heaven, with regard to number, and so that he will plant you on the earth as a righteous planting which will not be uprooted for all the eternal generations. And now I will make you swear by the great oath, because there is not an oath which is greater than it, but the glorious and honored and great and splendid and amazing and mighty name which created heaven and earth and everything together, that you will fear him and worship him, and that each one will love his brother with compassion and righteousness, and no one will desire evil for his brother, from now and forever, all the days of your lives, so that you will prosper in all your deeds and not be destroyed. And if either of you seeks evil against his brother, know that hereafter each one who seeks evil against his brother will fall into his hands and be uprooted from the land of the living, and his seed will be destroyed from under heaven. And on the day of turmoil and execration and indignation and wrath, then with devouring, burning fire, just as he burned Sodom, so too will he burn up his land and his city, and everything which will be his. And he will be wiped out from the book of the discipline of mankind, and so not be written on high in the book of life. For he is written in one which will be destroyed and pass on to eternal execration, so that their judgment will always be renewed with eternal reproach and execration and wrath and torment, and indignation and plagues and sickness. I have been speaking and exhorting you, my sons, according to the judgment which shall come upon the man who desires to harm his brother. And he divided all his possessions which he had with the 2 of them on that day, and he gave a larger portion to the one whose birth was first, both the tower and everything which surrounded it, and everything which Abraham acquired at the well of the oak. And he said, I will surely increase this portion for the one whose birth was first. And Esau said, I have sold to Jacob, and I have delivered my right of seniority to Jacob, and so let it be given to him. And there is not anything which I can say concerning it, because it is his. And Isaac said, May a blessing rest upon you and upon your seed this day, my sons, because you have given rest to me, and my heart has not been grieved concerning the right of seniority, lest you act perversely concerning it. May the Lord Most High bless the man who does righteousness, him and his seed forever. And he finished commanding them and blessing them, and they ate and drank together before him, and he rejoiced because they were in mutual agreement. And they went out from him, and they rested that day, and they slept. And Isaac slept on his bed on that day rejoicing, and he slept the eternal sleep. And he died at the age of 180 years. He completed 25 weeks and 5 years, and his two sons, Esau and Jacob, buried him. And Esau traveled to the land of Edom, to the mountain of Seir, and he dwelt there. And Jacob dwelt in Mount Hebron, in the tower of the land of the sojourning of his father Abraham. And he worshipped the Lord with all his heart, and according to the commands which were revealed, and according to the division of the days of his generations. And Leah his wife died in the 4th year of the 2nd week of the 45th Jubilee, and he buried her in the cave of Machpelah near Rebekah, his mother, and north of the tomb of Sarah, his father's mother. And all of her children and his children went out to weep with him for Leah his wife, and to comfort him concerning her, because he was lamenting her. For he loved her very much after Rachel, her sister, died, since she was perfect and upright in all of her ways. And she honored Jacob, and in all of the days which she lived with him, he never heard a harsh word from her mouth, because she possessed gentleness, peace, uprightness, and honor. And he remembered all of her deeds which she had done in her life, and he lamented greatly for her, because he loved her with all his heart and all his soul. And on the day that Isaac, the father of Jacob and Esau, died, the sons of Esau heard that Isaac had given the right of seniority to Jacob, his younger son. And they were very angry, and they argued with their father, saying, Why, since you are the elder and Jacob the younger, did you give your father give the right of seniority to Jacob and abandon you? And he said to them, Because I sold my right of firstborn to Jacob for a little dish of lentils. And on the day that my father sent me to hunt and snare and bring to him, so that he might eat and bless me, he went with guile and brought food and drink to my father, and my father blessed us him and placed me under his hand. And now our father has made us swear, both me and him, that we will not seek after evil, either one against his brother, but that we will continue with an affection and a peace, each one with his brother, so that we will not corrupt our ways. And they said, We will not listen to you in order to make peace with him, because our might is stronger than his might, and we are stronger than he. We will go against him, and we will kill and destroy him and his sons. And if you do not go with us, we will do harm to you. And now listen to us, and we will send to Aram, and to Philistia, and to Moab, and to Ammon, and we will choose for ourselves chosen men who are ardent in battle, and we will go against him, and we will fight with him, and we will uproot him from the land before he seizes power. And their father said to them, Do not go and make war with him, lest you fall before him. And they said to him, This very thing is your type of act from your youth until this day, and you put your neck under his yoke. But we will not listen to these words. And they sent to Aram and to Adoram, and to their father's friend, and they hired from them 1,000 fighting men, chosen warriors. And they came to them from Moab and from the Ammonites, those who were hired, 1,000 chosen men, and from Philistia 1,000 chosen fighting men, and from Edom and from the Hurrians 1,000 chosen fighting men, and from the Kittim strong men, warriors. And they said to their father, Go forth with them and lead them, and if not, we will kill you. And he was filled with wrath and indignation when he saw that his sons were forcing him to go before them in order to lead them to Jacob his brother. But afterward he remembered all of the evil which was hidden in his heart against Jacob his brother, and he did not remember the oath which he swore to his father and his mother, that he would not seek any evil against Jacob his brother all of his days. And with all of this, Jacob did not know that they were coming against him for battle. But he was lamenting Leah his wife, until they drew very near to the tower with 4,000 men, warriors and chosen fighting men. And the men of Hebron sent to him, saying, Behold, your brother has come up against you in order to fight with you, with 4,000 men who are girded with swords and bear shields and military weapons, because they love Jacob more than Esau. And they spoke to him because Jacob was a more generous and merciful man than Esau. But Jacob did not believe them until they drew very close to the tower. And he closed the gates of the tower, and he stood on the battlement and spoke with his brother Esau, and he said, Is the consolation with which you have come in order to console me concerning my wife who died good? Is this the oath which you swore to your father and again to your mother before they died? You have sinned against the oath, and on the day when you swore to your father you were condemned. And at that time Esau answered and said to him, Mankind and beasts of the field have no righteous oaths with which they have surely sworn forever. But daily they seek evil, one against the other, and each one seeks to kill his enemy and adversary. And you will hate me and my sons forever, and there is no observing of fraternity with you. And Jacob said, Do not act thus, my brother. As for me, there is no evil in my heart against you. Do not plan evil against me. Know that there is a God, and he sees what is hidden, and requites to everyone according to his deeds. Calm down the heat of your anger, and do not do anything rashly, so that evil will come upon you. Then Esau turned and said harshly, Hear these words of mine which I will speak to you. If a boar changes his hide and his bristles, and makes them soft as wool, and if he brings forth horns upon his head like the horns of a stag or sheep, then I will observe fraternity with you. And if sucklings separate themselves from their mother, you would not be a brother to me. And if the wolves make peace with the lambs, so as not to eat them or assault them, and if their hearts are set upon them to do good, then peace will be in my heart for you. And if the lion becomes the friend of the ox, and if he is bound with him in a single yoke, and he plows with him and makes peace with him, then I will make peace with you. And if the raven becomes white like the Raza bird, then know that I will love you, and I will make peace with you. You will be uprooted, and your sons will be uprooted, but you will have no peace. And when Jacob saw that he had planned evil against him from his heart, and from his whole being, so that he might kill him, and so that he had come leaping like a wandering boar who had come upon a spear which was piercing him and killing him, and he would not withdraw from it, then he spoke to his own followers and to the servants, so that they might attack him and all his friends. And afterward Judah spoke to Jacob his father, and he said to him, O father, stretch out your bow and shoot your arrow and strike down the enemy and kill the adversary, and may you have might, because we will not kill your brother, inasmuch as he is near to you, and with us he is like you with respect to honor. And then when Jacob drew his bow and shot an arrow and struck Esau his brother on his right breast, he killed him. And again he shot an arrow and struck Adoran the Aramean in his left breast, and drove him back and killed him. And afterward the sons of Jacob and their servants went forth to divide themselves on the four sides of the tower. And Judah went out in front, and Naphtali and Gad and 50 servants with him on the south side of the tower. And they killed everyone they found before them, and not a single one escaped from them. And Levi and Dan and Asher went forth on the east side of the tower, and 50 men were with them. And they killed the warriors of Moab and Ammon. And Reuben and Issachar and Zebulun went forth on the north side of the tower, and 50 men were with them. And they killed the fighting men of the Philistines. And Simeon and Benjamin and Enoch the son of Reuben went forth on the west side of the tower, and 50 men were with them. And they killed 400 strong men, warriors of the Edomites and Hurrians, and 600 fled. And the four sons of Esau fled with him, and they left their slain father just as he had fallen on the hill which is in Adoram. And the sons of Jacob pursued them as far as the mountain of Seir. But Jacob buried his brother in the hill which is in Adoram, and he returned to his house. And Jacob's sons besieged the children of Esau on the mountain of Seir, and they bowed down their necks to become servants of the children of Jacob. And they sent their father to ask whether they should make peace with them or whether they should kill them. And Jacob sent notice to his sons to make peace, and they made peace with them, and placed a yoke of servitude upon them, so that they might pay tribute to Jacob and his sons always. And they continued paying tribute to Jacob until the day that he went down to Egypt. And the children of Edom have not ceased from the yoke of servitude which the 12 sons of Jacob ordered upon them until today. And these are the kings who ruled in Edom before a king ruled the children of Israel, until today in the land of Edom. And Balak, the son of Beor, ruled in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinaba. And Balak died, and Jobab, the son of Zarah, who was from Bosar, ruled instead of him. And Jobab died, and Asam, who was from the land of Teman, ruled instead of him. And Asam died, and Dadab, son of Barad, who killed Midian in the field of Moab, ruled instead of him. And the name of his city was Avith. And Adath died, and Salmon, who was from Amasekwa, ruled instead of him. And Salmon died, and Saul, who was from Raaboth by the river, ruled instead of him. And Saul died, and Ba'ilunan, son of Achbor, ruled instead of him. And Ba'ilunan, son of Achbor, died, and Adath ruled instead of him. And the name of his wife was Ma'itabith, daughter of Matarat, daughter of Metabedzaab. These are the kings which ruled in the land of Edom. And Jacob dwelt in the land of his father's sojourning, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. And Joseph was 17 years old when they brought him down into Egypt. And Potiphar, Pharaoh's eunuch, the chief of the guard, bought him, and he set Joseph over all of his house. And the blessing of the Lord was upon the house of the Egyptian because of Joseph. And the Lord caused everything which he did to prosper. And the Egyptian left everything in the hands of Joseph, because he saw that the Lord was with him. And the Lord caused everything which he did to prosper. And Joseph was good-looking and very handsome. And the wife of his master lifted up her eyes and saw Joseph and desired him. And she begged him to lie with her. And he did not surrender himself, but he remembered the Lord and the words which Jacob his father used to read, which were from the words of Abraham, that there is no man who may fornicate with a woman who has a husband.